Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
The U.S. Census Bureau says in 2017, Arizona's exports totaled nearly $21 billion. Of that, $7.5 billion was with Mexico, followed by Canada, China, and the United Kingdom. But there is now economic and trading uncertainty with three of those countries, Mexico, China, and the U.K. With me to talk through how Arizona businesses are trying to work through that and what the economic implications may be are Mike Hawkins, Vice President of Public Affairs for the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and Jim Rounds, an economist and president of Rounds Consulting. And Mike, let me start with you. What are you hearing from your members about the uncertainty surrounding some of Arizona's biggest trading partners? Like, how big of a deal is it for them?
I would say that our members are very concerned, especially with what's going on down at the Mexico border in current events there. You heard the threats from the White House last week about shutting down the border, given that's Arizona's largest trading partner, with billions and billions of dollars going south and vice versa coming into Arizona. It's causing major concern with our membership.
Are they taking concrete steps? Are they thinking about how to make decisions differently based on what they're hearing?
I think they are. I think you saw some of the wait times at the border. I saw some trucks sitting down at the border trying to get across for like 7 hours or so in different ports of entry. So if you're dependent on that supply chain, you're taking steps for sure to either allow yourself more time or vice versa, just not deal with that headache down at the border right now.
Jim, the conventional wisdom is that business despises uncertainty. And it seems as though, at least for three of Arizona's four biggest trading partners, uncertainty is kind of the name of the game right now.
Oh, yeah, that's completely true. And it's been an uncertain environment for a while now. Now, you know, things are coming to a head a little bit more, but we've been talking about some of these international trade issues for several months. And not kidding, just this morning, talking to a friend that is a cabinet maker in Mexico, the uncertainty of him being able to deliver to install the product into apartments has caused a loss of orders. He could have delivered, or most likely could have, but it was just that little bit of uncertainty, so they go with somebody else. And so it's having an impact on the economy. Nothing like this is catastrophic, but it will slow our growth, but it's really impacting some individuals and some businesses.
Is it the kind of thing where, like, we could handle uncertainty with Mexico? Mexico is obviously the state's biggest trading partner, has been for some time. But adding the uncertainty with China, with the UK, like, is there sort of like an exponential effect here?
This is almost a piece of the bigger picture macro uncertainty. So the economy is doing really well, but people aren't feeling as good about it because they don't know if something crazy is going to come out of Washington. So if we look at trade and some of these disruptions as risk that gets added onto other areas of risk, then it becomes a problem. And no one thing usually causes an economic downturn, but when you start stacking things up, you start to worry a little bit more.
Mike, China is obviously a huge trading partner for a lot of states and countries, including Arizona. How are your members dealing with what may or may not happen in terms of tariffs, a further trade war? Like, there's a lot of uncertainty there, too.
There definitely is. The uncertainty is very troubling to existing businesses. Tariffs are obviously the main concern. We're hoping that the President and Congress can reach an agreement with China to get rid of some of these tariffs. As you know, coming in, especially with steel, aluminum tariffs coming in, car manufacturing is a huge part of the economy, not just for Arizona, but across the country. So definitely looking for Washington to get their act together and come to some sort of agreement, not only with Mexico, Canada, through the USMCA, but also with China. And you mentioned the issues going on with Brexit over in the UK also.
Yeah, what are you hearing about Brexit? Because, you know, the UK is the fourth biggest exporter for Arizona goods, at least as of a couple of years ago. And this is something that, you know, businesses could see coming for a while, but there's still not a lot of certainty as far as when exactly it's going to happen and what it's going to look like when it does.
Right. I think the biggest concern there is what's it going to do to the UK economy over there. They're making decisions, their business practices they're facing a ton of uncertainty just in their own little, you know, corner of the world. So having that exponentially flow over into the Americas is definitely troubling.
Jim, when you look at the uncertainty going on with, we've talked about Mexico, but with China and the UK,
Does one of those seem more troubling to you in terms of the effect it might have on businesses in Arizona?
It's really hard to tell. It's hard to separate out one issue from the other. One thing that we have to keep in mind is that we can still work on economic development, even if there are some troubling times, whether it's currently happening or in front of us. And so there was recently a great announcement about having nonstop to London from Phoenix. A fantastic, great economic development opportunity. Well, we can still work on those while we're waiting to find out how certain things happen. And the great thing is economic development really is piece by piece. It's not one thing changes the game. It's a lot of effort by a lot of people. So we can pick and choose our spots until we figure out where things are going in some cases.
Given the uncertainty, though, do those spots that businesses pick, do they have to be sort of smaller type things as opposed to the big ticket items?
Well, I would like them to pick the Phoenix area in Arizona for manufacturing something of high value and then having good customers around the world. In some cases, we might produce the intermediate product and it gets assembled as a final somewhere else. So there's all sorts of different ways of doing it. So it depends on the industry. It's going to each country has a different specialty in terms of the industries that it specializes in.
Mike, do you find that your members are maybe looking at other opportunities in other places? I mean, I would imagine Canada's looking pretty good right about now. It's fairly stable economically. A place like Germany, maybe, or Japan, places where the state does business, but not quite as much as some of the other countries we've talked about. Are those other countries seeming more attractive now just for the stability?
I don't know if any of our members are specifically looking at other countries to go to, but I'm sure they're all keeping their options open. You know, the economy, especially in Arizona, has been doing very well. It's been doing well nationally for the last number of years. And the trade issue that's troubling to us a little bit is you don't want to put any sort of roadblocks into keeping that economy going. You know, a recession is going to come at some point. We all know that. But we want to keep that momentum going. And these trade issues we see as little bumps in the road or potentially a big roadblock in the road if the worst case scenario hit to keeping the economic momentum going.
And that's really the frustrating part and maybe the most important thing so far that we've discussed. When politics gets in the way and it causes some of these economic inefficiencies, it's very frustrating because it's hard enough to maintain a solid business cycle for as long as we have. It will end at some point. We're going to have a downturn. It'll be mild in Arizona by comparison, but then we'll have a good opportunity to expand. But you have to get the easy stuff right. If you mess up the easy stuff and then you run into the complicated things later, it's a problem. And I feel like we could be doing a better job, the nation as a whole, as it relates to our international trade issues.
Do the things that we've been talking about, you know, what's going on with Mexico and China and the UK, do those potentially make a downturn worse if those are going on when the downturn hits?
It would make it worse. When the economy is weak, it's kind of like if you're feeling ill, you're going to be impacted a little bit more. You get a little bit more tired. Well, the economy would be the same way. During a downturn, the economy is tired, so more is going to impact it. It'll be like it having a cold.
Do either of you think that ultimately all of this uncertainty could lead to there being less exporting to other countries from Arizona businesses?
Temporarily. We're talking about something that in the past when we talked about temporary economic disruptions, it might have been over a 3-month period. Now we're talking about it over a couple of years. But these things will remedy themselves in time. But I still feel like it shouldn't be as severe as what it's been shaping up to be. And most of these issues should have been resolved by now. But everything's very different. When we've talked in the past about economics, the thing that always messes up my economics story is when we say the word politics.
Well, I mean, does it matter what the ultimate resolution is? I mean, I would imagine it matters to how businesses move forward, what happens on the southern border. And it matters what Brexit looks like. And it matters what ultimately happens between Washington and Beijing. Right, Mike?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. There can be both good and bad in any agreement that's put together. I think the framework of USMCA is fairly well friendly to Arizona businesses. So we support that going forward. But with the Brexit and China issues, there's no framework in place.
Yeah, the key to all this is with trade, you don't want to have as many obstacles. There's always some kind of an obstacle, but we're talking about them being a little bit higher hurdles than we've seen in the past, and they'll come back down to normal levels, but it's really the duration this time and the temporary severity.
Mike, are you hearing anything about businesses being in sort of a holding pattern, not wanting to make big decisions pending the outcomes of some of these situations?
A few rumors here and there. Nothing, thank goodness, at least in Arizona, I've heard of that's permanently on hold based on the resolution of Brexit or the border situation with Mexico or the USMCA. I know there's a lot of concern out there, like as we talked about earlier. So I haven't heard of any major holds on companies that were looking to either expand or do some other things because of the trading situation. But the sooner we get it resolved, the better, so we can avoid any potential setbacks, as you mentioned.
In fact, I think what's mitigated that is the fact that the economy has been so strong. That does mask these weaknesses, just like when you're going through a downturn, it really reveals the weaknesses. So the strong economy has kept hiring up, wages are going up, different states, the economics is happening in different directions. It seems Arizona's doing quite well, top five for all the major economic categories. But the strong economy does mask the little problems, and eventually it'll be revealed. That's why I'm concerned about getting this done in the next couple of years rather than just the next couple of months, because it's the business cycle timing I'm worried about.
All right. That's Jim Rounds with Rounds Consulting and Mike Huckins with the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.